Capital Investment Committee hearing for May 1st is called to order. May I have a motion to approve the minutes for April 30th?
So moved, Madam Chair.
Representative Scraba moves approval of the minutes for May 30th. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The motion prevails and the meeting for April, minutes for April 30th are approved. Chair Lee. Oh, so.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would like to have us walk through and adopt the amendments for the bills for today. And so first up, Madam Chair, I move House File 5220 with a recommendation that is referred to the Ways and Means Committee.
Thank you, Chair Lee. Chair Lee moves House File 5220 with recommendations referred to Ways and Means. All those in favor? Oh, and then do you move the DE amendment coded A240320 to get the bill in the shape you desire?
So I move, Madam Chair.
Chair Lee moves the DE amendment coded A240320. All those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed say nay. The motion prevails and the DE amendment coded A240320 to House File 5220 is adopted. Chair Lee, you have an author's amendment coded House File 522A2. Do you move the A2 amendment?
Yes, Madam Chair, I move the A2 amendment, and I ask Ms. Chelsea Griffin from House Research to walk through the amendments.
Thank you, Chair Lee. Yes.
Point of order. Just everyone knows that that exhaust, that diesel, it's really strong right now. If you haven't smelt it, you're going to soon. I got a real sensitive nose, so just it's really strong this morning. Just nothing we can do about it, but it is. It's a point.
Thank you, Representative Scraba. We will pass that information on. I'm glad you said so. I have a cold, and so I did not notice. Ms. Griffin, would you please walk through the A2 amendment? Introduce yourself for the record.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. For the record, my name is Chelsea Griffin, and I'm with House Research. So I'll be walking you through the amendment to the A24-0320 amendment. This amendment to the amendment is coded H5220A2. We begin with an instruction on line 1.3. This is a clarification to language in the preamble for certain one-time appropriations. Line 1.4 is a clarification for the HEPR rider that the HEPR projects that are articulated within that rider are to be fully funded. The instruction on line 1.5 adds furnish and equip as phases of the blind library project to the to that rider. Lines 1.6 to 1.9 make amendments to the RIM set-aside language, increasing the set-aside to 10% and adding rehabilitation to the description. Lines 1.10 to 1.11 make technical amendments to the Transportation Building Security Project rider. Line 1.12 is a technical amendment due to the recoding of the accessibility account language in Article 2. Lines 1.13 to 1.14 remove the conditional availability language for the Capitol Mall appropriation. Lines 1.15 to 1.19, this is language for the Human Services Asset Preservation Rider, and it provides a clarification about the use of the appropriation after the Department of Direct Care and Treatment has separated from the Department of Human Services. Lines 1.20 to 1.21 have technical amendments to the Cloquet Forestry Center defeasement appropriation. Line 1.22 is another technical amendment related to the recoding of the accessibility account language. Lines 2.1 to 2.2 has cleanup language for the accessibility account language in Article 2. Lines 2.3 to 2.21 make amendments to the DNR community tree planting grants section. It adds a definition of supplemental demographic index in the definitions subdivision, provides for prioritization of projects based on supplemental demographic index score, and also provides a subdivision that clarifies the eligibility of grantees based on the source of state funding. Lines 2.22 through 3.9 have amendments, or these are amendments to the statewide drinking water contamination mitigation grant program. A definition of commissioner is added to this section, and then technical amendments are made to clarify the sources of state funding and eligibility of projects based on the source of state funding. Skipping ahead to lines 3.10 to 3.15, these are amendments to the secondary sources of drinking water grant program section. The definition of community water system is amended to remove the reference to a federal law definition and mirrors that federal law definition here in state law, and also provides that the community water system must be owned by a political subdivision. And there's an additional amendment on line 3.14 to 3.15 that replaces the term secure with language used to describe the phases of capital projects. Lines 3.16 through 4.4 make amendments to the Met Council Community Tree Planting Grants Program section. It adds a definition of supplemental demographic index, adds tribal governments as an eligible grantee, provides for prioritization of projects based on supplemental demographic index score, and provides a subdivision that clarifies the eligibility of grantees based on the source of state funding. Lines 4.5 through 5.18 make amendments to the Metropolitan Cities Inflow and Infiltration Grants Program. It removes the affordability criteria and replaces it with a supplemental demographic index. Lines 5.19 to 5.20 provide a cleanup for effective dates that are not necessary in Article 2. They're already covered by the blanket effective date section in that article. Lines 5.21 to 5.25 make amendments to the repealer. It adds Section 116J.417, Subdivision 9, to the repealer. This repeals the cancellation provision for the Greater Minnesota Child Care Facility Capital Grant grant program, as this subdivision isn't, it's in conflict with the typical cancellation procedures for capital projects. And then finally, the instructions on lines 5.26 and 5.27 are instructions for the reviser for engrossment purposes. Madam Chair, that concludes the walkthrough of the H5220A2 amendment. I'll pause for questions.
Thank you, Ms. Griffin. Questions? Seeing none, Chair Lee, any closing comments?
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. Most of the amendments, the technical pieces are from MMB and some of our agencies, and then some of the programs was just changing the intent of what we would like to see using supplemental demographic index rather than the criteria that we have in place before.
All right, so Chair Lee has moved the author's amendment, coded H5220A2. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion prevails, and the H5220 amendment is A2 amendment is adopted. There are no further amendments. Is there any further discussion of House File 5220 as amended? Closing remarks or comments, Chair Lee?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I urge member support to get this bill moving to Ways and Means.
Chair Lee, do you renew your motion that House File 5220 as amended is referred to the Ways and Means Committee?
So moved, Madam Chair.
Members, the motion is before us. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The motion prevails, and House File 5220 as amended is referred to the Ways and Means Committee. Staff is directed to make technical changes that are needed. Next up on the agenda is House File 5162. Chair Lee, will you please move House File 5162 to get it before the committee with a recommendation that it is referred to the Ways and Means Committee?
Madam Chair, I move House File 5162 with a recommendation that it is referred to the Ways and Means Committee.
Chair Lee, do you move the DE amendment coded A24-0319 to get the bill in the shape you desire?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move the A24-0319 amendment.
Yeah. Chairley moves the DE amendment coded A24-0319. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The motion prevails, and the DE amendment coded A24-0319 is adopted. Chairley, you have an author's amendment coded H5162A2. Do you move the A2 amendment?
Yes, Madam Chair, I move the A2 amendment and ask Ms. Griffin to walk through the amendment, please.
Thank you, Chairley. Ms. Griffin, please identify yourself and proceed.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair and members. Again, for the record, my name is Chelsea Griffin. I'm with Health Research. So I will walk through the author's amendment coded H5162A2. Beginning on lines 1.3 to 1.9, these instructions provide standardization for the general fund bill preamble. It brings the two preambles, or the preambles and the two bills, into greater alignment. Line 1.10 is a technical amendment for the ADA building accommodation rider. Lines 1.11 to 1.13 specify that the Met Council community tree planting appropriation is to be used for removal and replacement of ash trees on privately owned land. Lines 1.14 to 1.0 provide standardization language for the corrections asset preservation rider. Lines 1.21 to 2.2 provide amendments for the St. Paul and Minnesota Foundation grant rider. Line 2.3 is a technical change to the debt capacity reporting provision in Article 2. Lines 2.4 all the way to line 4.4 is the capital project replacement account language as amended throughout session. This language came from House File 3582 originally, and it provides that a grantee that receives a direct appropriation of state money for a capital project must establish a capital project replacement fund for improvements to that project. So moving ahead to line 4.5 to 4.8, this amendment as to the secondary sources of drinking water program. It amends the definition just like I explained in the amendment for the bonding bill. Lines 4.9 to 4.28 are changes that conform with the bonding bill, changes to the Met Council Community Tree Planting Grants Program. Lines 4.29 to 5.3 make amendments to the Capitol Mall Design Framework Update section. It changes the requirements for use of non-state funds and the availability of such funds. And then finally, on lines 5.4 and 5.5, these are instructions to the revisor's office for purposes of engrossing. And Madam Chair, that concludes the walkthrough of the amendment.
Thank you, Ms. Griffin. Questions from members? Leader Dahl.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And on this one, you know, on the replacement account, we still have questions. I appreciate that there has been some movement in working with other advocate groups about this. But we still have some questions regarding this policy, and we will, as we work our way through the process, I'm sure deal with it more. But for today, I just wanted to bring out that is still an area of concern to us. It is, I think, better than it was before, but we'll have to, again, through the process, see where we end up with it.
Chairley.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Representative Erdahl, for those comments. Madam Chair, just for the record, just wanted to reflect on some of the changes that we have for the provisions since we heard it in committee. Right now, we are looking at just having this apply to direct appropriations or named grants in any capital investment bills. We also, you know, exempt communities that already have capital improvement plans if that plan includes how they're going to budget for the asset that the state is funding, and also have an exemption right here right now for communities that have a adjusted next tax capacity that's less than the state median. And incorporated some feedback from other interested stakeholders on just making sure that they provide some information to the state, you know, when they go through the MMB process of if they have a plan or not. And so I hope that, you know, as we continue to move forward, we could get support from everyone. I think this is a crucial issue that we do need to continue to discuss as we move forward, where the state has a responsibility, like my opening remarks, to pay for and maintain our state assets. And if we decide to help out communities, I think it's prudent for them to have an account to make sure that they take care of the asset that the state has provided some funding for.
Thank you, Chair Lee. Any other questions, comments? Seeing none, Chair Lee has moved the author's amendment, coded H5162A2. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails and the A2 amendment is adopted. There are no more amendments. Is there any further discussion of House File 5162 as amended? Any final comments or closing remarks, Chair Lee?
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. I urge your support as this bill moves forward in the process.
Chair Lee, do you renew your motion that House File 5162 is amended is referred to the Ways and Means Committee?
So moved, Madam Chair.
Members, the motion is before us. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The motion prevails and House File 5162 is as amended is referred to the Ways and Means Committee. Staff is directed to make technical changes that are needed. Chair Lee.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I will open it up to members for any discussions before I provide some closing remarks.
Members, this is our last meeting, so inviting you for any closing remarks you may wish to make.
Oh, I definitely want to make one.
I'm sorry?
I definitely
want to
make one. Okay.
Representative.
I need to go first because I'm so excited. Members, I have to say this was the best committee I have served on in ages, so I want to thank you. I could almost cry. As you know, I did not care for bonding when I first got elected. Representative Erdahl had to show me the way, show me the light, and how important asset preservation is for our state infrastructure, but also for our local communities when it comes to local projects. And across the state, going on the bonding tours, well, the early mornings that Ms. Jenny Nash scheduled for us were not exactly pleasing to me, nor the late nights. The projects around the state were worthwhile seeing, and there is a lot of need out there. And my heart goes out to those that have water issues with arsenic and other contaminants in there and are drinking bottled water today, hoping for us to come up with a reasonable solution to that this year. So I just want to thank you all for your time this year. It was really fun getting to know each and every one of you. Some of you I knew very well, like Leon and Rick, but the rest of you, it's just a really a good joy to see you outside of the work place and to know you on a personal level. So thank you.
Thank you, Representative Franson. And I just want to say I think you're an asset to the community. It's been good, or the committee has been good to get to know you. Others, Representative Scrabble.
Since we're doing all these accolades, Chair Lee, when I first sat in the committee, I wasn't sure what capital investments was, and you know, being a freshman, it's a pretty big honor to be on this committee. But what I learned, your leadership style is something I'm used to. But let's go, you know, because there's so many. I mean, the days when we have 2-minute meetings. It was, people were like, you know, what is this? I'm like, the line is way longer than you'll ever imagine. And the dollar amount, I don't know if this is just normal, if this is what happens every year, that we get this many requests. Like a couple days I would add up and it'd be like, well, we just listened to $232 million worth of requests. You know, where when you're coming from a mayor, getting a $40,000 request was big to in a whole month. That it's kind of overwhelming, and obviously I grew into it, I understand it, but something I keep telling my people where I'm from, everyone should drive from Minnesota to Montana to experience the beauty of our country. I truly believe everyone should do a walkabout in the state of Minnesota and look at the things. We're privileged in the sense that we got to see the issues, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Nothing will ever take away what I saw in Monoman. I can't believe it's 2024 and we think that's okay. It's not. I don't understand why we don't do something about it. So it's, and you know, I'll keep harping until, you know, squeaky wheel gets greased, but I just think we have opportunities to help communities that really cannot help themselves. Will I ever, like Mary, 10 years you've been here? 14 years. So, you know, 12 of those years were non-bonding years, and you know, how do I get the new people coming in to see it, other than giving them a tour of the state to see it, because it truly is eye-opening. And in my opinion, it is to see it, to be part of it. So I would for me, just I'm appreciative of learning, of everyone's tolerance. You know, I got to tag along with my dog for a few times. I appreciate that. And the bus ride is good, but driving by yourself is better. Sorry. No, I'm just saying. It's just get to take sight. You know? But no, we're good. I had a great time. And we'll see where this final product comes. I'm curious where it's going to end up. And I hope it helps our state, and so far it looks good, but I appreciate everything. Thank you, Chair and Chair Lee.
Representative Wolgamott.
Well, thank you very much, Madam Chair. Thank you, Chair Lee. Thank you, Committee Administrator Nash and Committee Legislative Assistant Elena Smija. Members, it's been such an honor to serve on this committee, and as we wrap up our final meeting today, I want to underscore the moral imperative that we have to come together, House Democrats, House Republicans, Senate Democrats, Senate Republicans, and take advantage of this opportunity that we have to pass a bonding bill. You know, we know the importance of it. We've gone out. We've seen the projects. We've listened to the testimony. We know firsthand the impact that a bonding bill will have on communities throughout the state. And I just really want to ask all the members of this committee to do everything that we can in these final less than 3 weeks to work with our colleagues from our caucuses, our colleagues in the other chamber, and make sure that this important work doesn't get tied up in the typical partisan games and gridlock. The stakes are too high, the impact is too important, and the cost of doing nothing is too expensive. And I'll get specific with our bill that we have here, House File 5220. We have $90 million in GO bonds, and I know that there's some talk of lessening that number. Again, the stakes are too high, the need is too important, and we have this available as a tool that we can use to invest in projects to create jobs. I recently had a town hall at my local carpenters union, and hearing about the jobs that our bonding bill from last year has already created, it's so exciting. And so, again, I know that everyone on this committee has come forward day after day to work together in good faith, and now the rubber really hits the road as we negotiate with other folks from outside of this committee. So, again, thanks to everyone for an incredible experience in serving on this committee. And now is the time. The stakes are too high. We have to come together and pass a robust bonding bill that will create jobs today and invest in local projects that will make a critical difference for our state for decades to come. Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Chair Lee. And thank you, members. Let's do this.
Representative Lilly.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and likewise, I'd like to thank staff. I mean, we're so blessed to have amazing staff, nonpartisan, toured with us fully every day and answered amazing questions along the way, so thank you. And then the partisan staff on both sides of the aisle, and of course, Jenny, you're incredible. I just can't believe how lucky we're to have you and all the great things that you do. But Chair Lee, you ran a great committee. Just really impressed. I love touring the state of Minnesota. This to me is just it's really a nice merger with what I do with the legacy space. And you know, many of the members of this committee are on my committee. I got my vice chair here, and you, Chair Lee, and Representative Scraba. So there's some quite a bit of overlap, and we get to see the state. I'm a little jealous because I wanted to do a tour, but it was like everybody has already been on like 20 days of tours. I was like, I couldn't do that to Samakab and his young family and others. But
no stuff.
You know, this is really for me, I really get attached. You know, this is to other people's projects. It's funny, you know, you tour the state and you see people that, you know, you would never expect to, you know, they get in front of their local residents and they just, they shine, you know, which is, it's kind of neat to see that side of other people in their local communities. And often I'm really touched by the smallest presentations. You know, someone might just hand you a piece of paper, you know, yet, you know, yes, at the same time we have these really fancy presentations, but often you're really impacted by the people that, you know, maybe made cookies themselves or, you know, just really embraced us as a committee. And I really like to, I think it's a good merger of us as members of being state legislators, not just, to represent our districts. Obviously we all do, but, you know, you really get attached to the state and get to know it. And thank you, Chair Lee. You ran a great committee, and I'm looking forward to passing a bill. I really hope that we can. I think it's so important just to keep moving the needle every year. And some years, you're not able to get something in, but you know, every year, we had this huge year last year, which you did, and showed great leadership. And I hope that we can pass a big bill this year too. But again, thank you to everybody on this committee and certainly the staff. Really impressed with the staff. And again, thank you to the citizens of Minnesota. It's really neat to walk in, you know, to come into your communities and learn about, you know, just to see how much you love. Everybody loves their own areas too. Thank you, Chair Lee.
Chair Zhang.
Thank you, Madam Chair. For those of you who don't know, today in the state of Minnesota, it is Hmong Day in Minnesota. And I just want to highlight some of the historical investments that we've made in this committee, not just by this committee, but also shared by a Hmong Minnesotan, which is also part of history in our state, where this committee is shared by a Hmong individual. Some of the investments that we made in the Hmong community, the Hmong Inkin Clan, Hmong veterans that we made last year, the stories that we've heard from Minnesotans, these are a lot of things that we all should be very proud of the accomplishment that we've done in this committee. And I also want to thank Madam Chair Yu and Chair Lee for setting a very good example for how I believe our committee should be ran. Because of your leadership, the way I run my committee, I'm very inclusive of all my members. You know, when it comes to decision making, I make sure that my members can own my bill that I move out committee because of the leadership that you both have taught me. I have sat on many committees within the last 6 years I've been here in office, and I've never felt more part of any committee bills than this committee. And thanks to you, Chair Lee, and of course, Chair Murphy. And also want to thank our staff from both sides of the aisle and on-person staff for making us look smart, keeping this committee run smooth. I don't think that we've been able to do any of those tours without your leadership, Ms. Nash. And, you know, I have to agree with Representative Franson that on this trip I did get to know many of you on a personal level. And Representative Franson, you're very funny. Aside from all the theatrics on the floor, you know, you're a great person. So, so that's all I'm gonna say. Thank you, Chair Lee, for having me be a member of this committee. And looking forward to making more historical investments in our state.
Representative Carroll.
Thank you, Vice Chair Ryer. I will echo all the comments that were made. Let me just take special mention to single out Jenny Nash again and her staff, the Chelseas, and Jennifer. I really appreciate all the help that you did, you provided. And also to you, Vice Chair Ryer, for you stepping in and providing leadership when the chair was not available. And all the committee members were great. But let me single out Lee Erdahl. He is a legend, and it's been a great honor and a privilege to work with him, get to know him. We'll miss him. And let me also point out Representative Franzen, who I've come to know and appreciate greatly. So they're both characters in different ways, but nonetheless, I appreciate it. Thank you.
You all want to be my friend now, don't you?
Chair Hansen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. You know, it's he's not quoted much here anymore, but Paul Wellstone said that politics is about improving people's lives. And ultimately, with capital projects, we are building the foundation to improve people's lives. And this committee acts as a microcosm for the legislature. We have very diverse people, very, very diverse backgrounds, very diverse ideologies that get on a bus. They get on the bus to work on improving people's lives. And as we tour the state, we see changes. Our state is changing dramatically and rapidly. So what was is not what it's going to be. What this committee does is look at what it could be. And Charlie, I want to single out your leadership in challenging the status quo. And we hear the testimony of folks who don't like that. It's comfortable to do the things that we've always done. It's comfortable to fit into the groove. But to lead, we have to change and evolve and adapt and look at not only where we are, but where we can go. And I think that's what you've done and what this committee has done. And we just have to get that bus across the line to improve people's lives.
Representative Hussein.
I really enjoyed being in capital investment as a freshman. I didn't know what I was signing up for summertime when I was away from my family, but I did not regret it because I get to know the state of Minnesota and the greater Minnesota and everybody's district and see the needs that that we need to address together, not only in my district, but seeing, you know, that we have a water issue. We have so many issues that we have to fix together. And collectively, we have to come together and address that issue, the people of Minnesota that has that trusted us and voted for us. And we should not be attached to parties, but we need to address the issue that we see that the greater Minnesota and in every district that is needed. I want to thanks to Chair Lee for his leadership and for his outstanding and listening to the citizens of Minnesota and our legislator, what we have provided. I also enjoy serving my chair, Chair Lee, in the capital investment together. And I get to know Lee Earl very well. He's been outstanding and educate us a lot. And well, we'll miss you. And without you, it's going to be very difficult for both parties to put together bonding that works for all of us. I hope we could come together and to address the needs and put a personal sights away and work for the people of Minnesota this year and put a bonding that reflect and address the whole state of Minnesota. Thanks. And Jenny Nash, she's a great cop. I mean, she's been on time. She like, I miss being in that bus. Thank you for everybody.
Representative West.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Well, unlike Representative Hussein, I abandoned the bonding tour because I had an adorable new baby. So sorry, everyone. I actually did miss it. It was pretty regrettable, so I didn't have as good a grasp on things. But the things I want to say is, one, Representative Erdahl will be sorely missed. Two, I had no idea how much I agreed with Representative Chair Lee on many of the policy. I just assumed policy is going to be terrible, and I'm reading these bills. I'm like, oh, well, shame on me. So I'm excited that we can get to work on some of those things you're working on, and because with the number of requests we have in bonding, we need to figure out a way to prioritize before they even get to us, and your policies were a great way to do that. Also learned about the importance of roofs from Representative Pawlowski. Is we need to get rid of every flat roof in the state of Minnesota, and, you know, why not? I think that's a noble goal. It's been a pleasure to serve on the committee, even though sometimes it gets a little long in the terms of you can't understand a project in 2 minutes, and that's why going on the bonding trip is crucial. But the last thing that I think everyone should understand about bonding is not the state's credit card. Bonding's the state's mortgage. You gotta pay your mortgage. Oh, I guess, and one more thing. The idea of a bonding year is a myth. If there's anything I've learned in my time here, it's you bond when you can pass a bonding bill. You don't bond when you can't. So I think we should stop using the term bonding year. Let's discontinue that, and let's get those policies to make sure that communities can maintain what they get from the state. Let's get something like that passed at some point here, because I think that's incredibly important. But it's been a pleasure. Thanks for a good committee, Mr. Chair. And Dino, we're going to miss you dearly.
Thank you. I'll take Chair's privilege here to say a few things. I joined the bonding committee in my freshman year, so this is my fourth year on it. And I knew that it was one of my top priority committees because I wanted to see the state from the perspective of the needs. I wanted to see the state from the perspective of all the communities that all of us represent and have a better sense of that than just sitting in committees or chambers with colleagues from around Minnesota. And I have learned so much, and from the very beginning, seeing people, especially people with whom I expect to disagree more often than not, in their home communities, advocating for things that I would advocate for in my community, seeing that the needs of crumbling infrastructure are not partisan, they're human, and having us come together in human ways around the needs of our citizens was really meaningful and transformational for me. I've been very grateful to be on this committee and have also acquired a real sense of responsibility for stewardship of our resources. In my first biennium, we didn't pass any bonding bills, and it was hard. We had record low interest rates, and we didn't take advantage of that. We had people who wanted jobs, who needed jobs, who wanted to work and invest in our communities, and we didn't take advantage of that. So I've been really happy to see us moving away from that. And saying, this is, bonding is good, and Leader Erdahl, I've appreciated your advocacy for responsible and well-thought-through capital investment. I've learned a lot from watching your example and talking with you. So with that said, I think we should be looking at maximizing the investment that we can make this year. We have communities depending on us. We have more communities depending on us than we can serve as it is. So I hope we can come together and use our resources effectively, continue to advance smart policy and smart investment for the state of Minnesota. And finally, I just want to thank staff, of course, and I know you'll get more closing at the end, but Chair Lee, for the privilege of serving as your vice chair and watching your leadership. I've appreciated it over the 4 years of the openness you have to everyone, no matter the idea or the topic. So thank you for that. Okay, Representative Chair Pelosi.
Jenny Nash and I came to the House 38 years ago together. And I bring it up because if you don't think experience and seniority matters, take a look at the work that's been done in this committee by Jenny Nash, and 38 years makes a big difference in putting these bills together. I also want to thank Elena. She was my committee, legislative assistant in higher ed. And I bring it up because she was excellent there. She was superb here. The relinking of higher ed and capital investment has to continue. We drifted apart, and Chair Lee has been excellent with letting the higher ed committee, we heard everything you heard for higher ed. We brought it over here. We've carried the language together on making some significant changes in higher ed. Higher ed has gone through 10 years of massive declining enrollment, and we've seen all of the problems across this state that we have with all of our infrastructure and the need to improve it. The anti-flat roof society must continue. Erdahl and I founded it. You're going to have to make sure it goes on. Every flat roof does only one thing well. It leaks. And when it leaks, it starts at a million and the price goes up depending on what's underneath it. So every time you look at a public building, don't look at the cheap side. A pitched roof is like this. It lasts probably 100 years. You can put all of your utilities under it. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, you can work on it. You put it on a flat roof and you're drilling holes in a flat roof. So with that, I want to thank the committee particularly for what we've done with linking higher education again. And hopefully, whoever's chairing higher ed in the next session, we used to go on tours separately for higher ed and take a look at the buildings because buildings and programs go together. So thank you, Chair Lee, for linking these two together. This has been a big asset.
Leader Gough.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And before I get into this, you know, it hadn't struck me when I first got here that in my 22-year career, this is my last committee meeting. The last time that I will speak to a committee as a representative. And so I want to thank so many people over 22 years. You know, certainly the nonpartisan staff, Andy and you know, Chelsea and Deb Dyson. The Republican staffers that got to work with me, I sympathize with them. with Chelsea, with Harry Miracle. Yes. So, Gavin Hansen, you know, who, you know, shepherded me along and for some reason thought they had to watch closely what I did. you know, you get a lot of memories. First, 22 years, yes, but only 20 of them on capital investment. My first term, I was put on this committee, and the chair was Phil Krenke. Phil Krenke, also known as Dr. Null. A well-earned description because we didn't do anything. We went on two trips, one to Minneapolis and one to St. Paul. And in the end, we didn't do a bill, even though we did have a memorable session in here with Herb Brooks. And Herb really didn't want to, he was not a protocol guy. And so he would, he was talking directly to the members, not, you know, not Mr. Chair and none of that, just. And Larry Howes corrected him and said, you know, you need to go through the chair. To which he said, thank you, buddy, I'll try to remember. But, you know, other memories, the back of the bus. with Leon, who got me into trouble more than once. Meatless lasagna at Wilmer. They thought we all ate like Ray Dean. Deb Dyson checked into a hotel room in Olivia and discovered a man in her bed. watching Jay Jung and Greg Davids going up Spirit Mountain in a bucket together. going by Bob Dylan's house in Hibbing. And the Crookston hockey locker room. Never forget that one. The odor is still on my clothes, I think. The chairman that I've worked with after Krenke, then I thought, this committee doesn't do anything. Why do I want to be on this committee? So the next year I was not on it. Dan Dorman was the chair. And then we lost the majority. I come back in the minority, and I realized if I wanted to be part of a process and be able to have an influence and get things done, I needed to be back on this committee. And so I was back on for the next 20 years or 18 years. I'd like to thank Alice Hausman for the work that she did. Mary Murphy. Paul Torkelson, Larry Howes, the other chairs that I worked with. Matt Dean was not chair. He was on the committee. With Matt Dean, we got speeding tickets trying to follow the bus. But Matt was driving, not me. I remember Matt saying, we're going a little faster. And I said, don't worry about it. You got the bus in front of you. Just match his speed. Well, State Patrol didn't care about the bus. I want to certainly thank Chair Lee for the work that he has done. I think we've had a really good working relationship, because I think we both have the view that what we do is important and needed for the state of Minnesota. I certainly want to thank Jenny. Not just a partisan staffer, not just the person who coordinates this meeting, but a friend. Just talking in general terms about the committee. Yes, this to me in many ways is the most important, the most valuable committee in the legislature. We have a lot of people depending on what we do directly. Sure, everybody depends on, your tax bill and all that stuff. But we have a much more dynamic, direct effect on the lives of people. And we do bonding because the people of Minnesota expect us to do the right thing, to look upon this state, not just the metro area, not just greater Minnesota, but as a state. And it is our responsibility to take care of what the people of Minnesota own. And so that was my philosophy when I chaired through my service on this committee, knowing that we have this commitment that we must be responsible for. And so I wish you good luck in the future. Traveling the state where you actually get to see everything in the state and learn much more about it than those that never get out and do that. And so, again, thank you for the opportunity to serve, and good luck in the future. And if you ever get by the Litchfield Opera House, come on by. Thank you.
Leader Erdahl, thank you for your service. Chair Lee.
Thank you, Madam Chairs, and thank you, members, for all of the feedback and comments today. I really appreciate all your participation in the committee this year. Really want to give a special shout-out to all of our staff, especially nonpartisan staff, Chelsea Griffin, Andy Lee from House Research and Fiscal, and then partisan staff, Chelsea Exelson from the GOP, and Jennifer Nelson from the DFL, and then to our sergeant's office for making sure that, you know, we are running smoothly, to the State Patrol, who, you know, we see here every day, and to Daniel Leonard, who's not here, but he's also my media staff. And then to our committee page, Rachel Oncero, for making sure that all of our your committees are run smoothly with all of the documents. And then Elena Smija, my LA, really appreciate you joining us last year on the tour, and then now this year Foley. And especially to our committee administrator, Jenny Nash, for making sure that we have everything that we need to move forward, and that we will continue to need to move forward as we build on the process of what's in front of us today. And a really special shout out to two of our chairs who will be leaving us. First, to Chair Pawlowski. Really learn a lot from you around how do we incorporate and the feedback and the work that we do in other committees, especially higher education, into what we do in capital investment. And I think just learning the history about how in the past a lot of our finance chairs, you know, do sit on the committee or do have some way of providing input to the work that we do here. And I think that that's something that we should continue to move forward towards, having input from not just higher education, but all committees, because of the jurisdiction that we share around the impact that our programs and operations have on the capital needs that we have in the state. And then a special shout out and thank you to Leader Erdahl. Really appreciate your partnership. For me, as a member of the legislature, this is my third term on the committee. And I remember my first year in the office, my first term, I was not on the committee, but you were chair. I was a first termer in the minority caucus. Our first year, you know, when we passed the bonding bill in 2017, did not have anything in there for my district. But I think that, you know, and working with you and looking at the bigger picture and the partnership that we need, and being a team member, you know, right now in the House and in the Senate, I supported a bonding bill, and, you know, the next year you made the investment into, you know, my community, into the city of Minneapolis. And I think that it shows the leadership that you have for all of us, that, you know, thinking about Minneapolis as, you know, the largest city in the state, and the contribution that we have to the state, that we need to make the investment into that. And I think that really sheds a light into how I view and the capital investment bill as we move forward, that we do need to make the investment to all of our communities across the state. So I really want to say thank you. And that's, you know, the story that I always share with my members, especially the first termers on my side of the aisle, that oftentimes you may not see the direct investment to your community, but know that, you know, we're working for a bigger picture. And down the line, you will learn about why it's so crucial for all of us, whether that's a name grant into your community or not, that we have a purpose to serve here in the state. And I think this year was a special year where I really wanted to highlight that we do have a lot of our assets that we do want to take care of and need to take care of. And so I just want to say thank you for your leadership and kind of guiding me along the process to get to where I'm at today. And hopefully in the future, when I no longer serve as chair, that the next chair will take that on to look at across partisan line to make sure that we invest in all of our communities going forward. And so with that, members, just want to close by saying that this will be our last committee hearing, but, you know, we may need to come back for future hearings, and so that'll be at the call of the chair. Really look forward to the next 19 days or so that we have together. And I think, you know, I really want us to acknowledge that, you know, as we thank our staff, we do need to think about the work that they have to go through too. And the sooner we can get a deal done, the less pressure we put on them to get something in order for us, and the less pressure that we need to come back next year for the modifications bill, because we have everything in line. And so just know that Representative Erdahl and I, you know, we are strong, and in our partnership over here, it's really up to the other body to come to the table to meet with us to make sure that we can get something through. And so with that, Madam Chair, I really appreciate your leadership as the Vice Chair of the committee too. And that concludes my remarks. Thank you.
And with that, members, we are adjourned.